The Cast 11 Podcast Network is made possible by the 2022 Ultimate Holiday Guide. Promote your next event or holiday offering in the Ultimate Holiday Guide by calling Alicia at 928-642-3552. The Prescott Badgers rushing attack continues to be one of the best in the 4A conference as the group had nearly 300 yards and scored all 7 touchdowns on the ground in a 52-7 blowout win over the Greenway Demons in Phoenix on Friday night. Senior Cody Leopold rushed for 102 yards on 12 carries and scored 4 touchdowns. His 38 career touchdowns broke a school record that went back to the 80s. Fellow senior Moria Norris led the team with 140 rushing yards on 14 carries and scored 2 rushing touchdowns, with one of those being on a 70-yard run that helped give Prescott a 28-0 advantage after one quarter of play. Leopold had 2 of his touchdowns and Uriah Tenet added another touchdown in the opening 12 minutes that put Greenway in a big hole early. "One thing our coaches tell us to do is start fast," Norris said after the game. "The main goal starting the game is to start fast, and we came in and did that." Prescott was heavily favored to win against a young Greenway team that had blowout losses in their first 3 games of the season. "We wanted to emphasize that starting early, because anytime you're in a situation where you're the heavy favorite, it's really important that you come out with the requisite intensity required to win varsity football games," head coach Cody Collett said. "There's a lot of things that go into winning varsity football games, and I thought they did that." Prescott suffered their first defeat of the season last week, a 55-35 loss to Ala, Gilbert North. "Winning feels good. It was good to get back after playing a really good Ala team," Collett said. "I thought our guys had a really good week of practice and did a good job coming out and dominating." Leopold had another touchdown in the second quarter and Cole Gross kicked a 25-yard field goal. Greenway scored their only touchdown of the game in the second quarter as the Badgers held a 38-7 lead after one half. Leopold and Norris would each score a touchdown in the third quarter to put a bow on the victory. Prescott's first punt of the game didn't come until the fourth quarter, which was relatively short as the clock was run considering the Badgers held a 45-point advantage. The Badgers, after another good rushing effort, are averaging 272.8 yards on the ground per contest and eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark for the season. "We love the play-action pass, we got a number of weapons, but we are always going to try to be a downhill, bloody-your-nose type of run game, and that's what we pride ourselves on," Collett said. "Our receivers are excellent, we got some of the best weapons in the state on the outside and I really believe that, but our running game with 3 quality backs is always going to be very important." Junior quarterback Jackson Rice completed 10 of 14 passes for 174 yards with no touchdowns or interceptions. The Badgers 3-1-0-0 4A Grand Canyon return home on Friday for a matchup against Sierra Linda 3-2-0-0 4A Southwest on homecoming night. Kickoff is 7 p.m. To listen to the entire game recap, including interviews with the coach and players, tune in to Talkin' Central Arizona Sports with Torrance Dunham on Cast 11. Read more stories in sports on signalsaz.com. Promote your event with the Ultimate Holiday Guide. Contact Alicia Morajo at 928-642-3552 or ads@signalsaz.com.